Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you, and you today. Trusting that you're doing fine, you were weathering the storm. Thanking God for how you got over and got through. Thanking God for all that he's doing in your life. We thank God for you today for being there. We want you to know that we love you. We really, really, really love you. And we thank God for you being there. If you want to call us at 347-857, I forgot, 3925. We ask you to call us if you want us to pray for you or you want to testify, give us a praise report, what God has done for you through this broadcast. We'd like to know. So give us that call. But we need to know to pray for those of your loved ones that you want us to pray for. Give us a call so we'll know who to pray for. All right? And we thank God for you again for all your participating time that you've spent with us throughout the years. You are loved. All right? All right, right here we're going to bring forth to you, to none other than Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, for this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your goodness and your mercy allowing us to see this day, Lord. Teaching us, Lord, that we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord, Father. And Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with those that ask for prayers, I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord. Father, some ask for themselves, some ask for their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lillian, Lord, Father, asking you right now to touch her body right now, Lord, Father. Father, move on her right now in the name of Jesus as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing, Lord Father, and strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch her children right now, Lord. Give them strength, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. She needs you right now, Lord. See about her, O God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor William's daughter, Lord, Father. We thank you for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord Father. We ask that you continue to heal her body right now, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams also, Lord Father, asking you for strength for her, Lord Father. And we're going to thank you right now, Lord Father, for that kidney right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, we know, Lord Father, that you can do it, Lord Father. We see you do it for many others, Lord Father. So touch her and strengthen her, Lord Father, as she go through dialysis right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shirley, Lord Father, thanking you for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for her salvation, Lord Father, and healing right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. You know what she's about to go through, Lord Father. Touch right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Paul Gay, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now for bringing him through surgery, Lord Father. Father, as he continue to recover, Lord Father, give him the strength, Lord Father, that he needs, Lord Father, and those that are surrounding him right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth and Hubert right now, Lord Father. Asking you right now to cover them under the blood, Lord Father, and intervene on their behalf right now, Lord Father. You know, Lord Father, what the situation is, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you for intervening right now, Lord Father. Intervene on their behalf, Lord, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne Talbert, Tanisha Dungy, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that have cancer, Lord Father. Stephen, right now, Lord Father. Ruthie and Vicky, Lord Father. Thomas Felton, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. All those, Lord Father, that have cancer, touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, knowing, oh God, that you're bigger than cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. Father, you did it, Lord Father, for Barbara, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you and glorify you right now, Lord Father, for touching all their bodies right now, Lord Father. And Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, as we continue to speak life and that more abundantly, Lord Father, keeping them covered under the blood, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, and glorifying you, Lord Father, for never leaving them nor forsaking them, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, as they call upon you, Lord Father, continue to seek your face, Lord Father. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, Deshaun Hamphill, Lord Father, that has cancer in the brain, Lord Father, touch him as well right now, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father, if he don't know you as his Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, place someone in his path, Lord Father, to lead him, Lord Father, to you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Miss Lynn right now, Lord Father, as we hold her in prayer, Lord Father. Intervene on her behalf as well right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're a God and there is no other God but you, Lord Father. Look after your people right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done for Ruth, Lord Father. Father, where they saw a mass, Lord Father, When they went back, Lord Father, it was nothing, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for touching her right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now as we come before you, Lord Father. We thank you for keeping us in the ark of safety, Lord Father, through Tropical Storm Elsa, Lord Father. Father, we pray for all those, Lord Father, in her path and had been in her path, Lord Father. Father, that those, Lord Father, will call upon you right now, Lord, as it comes towards them, Lord Father. But we pray today, Lord Father, that it would lessen right now into nothingness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We're just giving you praise today, Lord Father. Father, that we're able, Lord Father God, to pray and intercede for others, Lord Father, other than ourselves, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us, Lord Father. Father, you took those stripes in his back, Lord Father, for all sickness and disease, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, that we can continue to decree and declare that by his stripes that we are healed, Lord Father. And Father, by him dying on the cross, Lord Father, the blood, Lord Father, we can plead the blood and be covered under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, now touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, some need healing in their bodies, Lord Father. Some need deliverance, Lord. Father, some need homes and jobs, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some on their way to work or home from work, Lord Father, as we speak, traveling mercies for them, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for being the way maker and the provider, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord Father. Now, Father, as they prepare their ears and their hearts to receive the word, Lord Father, as it's coming forth, Lord Father. Oh, Father, give them understanding, give them wisdom, give them the knowledge, Lord Father. Open it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Those, oh God, that may listen at a later date, Lord Father, knowing every word is a right now word, Lord Father. Father, we just thank you for them right now, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you my leaders, my apostle, my bishop, my pastors, Sharon and George Barnes, Lord Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now and ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father. As you continue to strengthen them, Lord Father, strengthen their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, fill, refresh, and rejuvenate them, Lord Father, as they continue, Lord Father, to bring forth your word, Lord Father, not watering it down, not adding nor taking away, Lord Father, but bringing forth what thus say the Lord Father. We thank you how you continue to use them, Lord Father. So, Father, we cover them under the blood, Lord Father, saying no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord. And, Father, touch each and every man and woman of God, Lord Father, that comes upon this broadcast, Lord Father God, and bring forth your word. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Continue to encourage them right now in the name of Jesus to go forth, Lord Father, in your word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now for healing, deliverance, Lord Father, on this line, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for salvation, Lord Father, those that need salvation right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for them not being ashamed, Lord Father, even to use this broadcast, Lord Father, to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just continue to say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. Father, we take not our leaders for granted, Lord Father. We take not our loved ones for granted, Lord Father. But, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for every test and every trial, Lord Father, that you put before us, Lord Father, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Father. And, Father, we're standing upon your word, Lord Father. We are standing upon your word as we continue to bring it back to your remembrance, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Sister Diane in their prayer. And if you didn't hear your names because you didn't give us the name of the condition that you need us to pray for. Okay, and that number is 347-857-3925. And we're still waiting for you to call. And to call your text, call your friends and family or whoever that's in need today. And so that we can pray for them, keep their name before the Lord. See, that's it. We have to keep their name before the Lord, okay? All right, we thank God for you today. Here's a little word for you right quick. Love brings us nearer to the likeness of God, closer to the needs of our fellow man, and further along the road to life's abundance. Love brings us nearer to the likeness of God, clearer to the needs of our fellow man, and further along the road to life's abundance. Okay, that's love. Practice love, real love, okay? Not the fake love. All right. We thank God again for you, you, and you. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your consistency. We thank God for it. Because if it wasn't for God, none of this would happen. So we praise him for what is happening, what is going on at this hour in all our lives, whether we like what is going on or not, whether we are sick or somebody in our life is sick, whether they passed on, whether they're still here, your children is in trouble, going through trouble. Whatever the case may be, because he told us in all things, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. That's what you're supposed to do, give thanks. So we're giving thanks today, and I tell you, I love the mighty acts that he performed. Yes, I do. I thank God for it. You ought to thank him, too. You just don't know what comes out of just thanking God. Just for life. Thanking God to be here another day. I thank God for being here another day. How about you? Tell you I appreciate it. And I want him to know. And I want God to know that I do. Thank him for what he's already done. Not what he's going to do, but what he's already done. I thank him for what he's already done and what he's doing now. And I get to the gonna when that time comes. But right now, I'm just praising him, glorifying him, and magnifying him. Oh, he is such a wonderful God, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Yes, he is. I thank God today I thank God for all the pastors that may be on the line. Even though they want to be silent, I thank God for them and the people that want to be silent too. Thank God for them also. Just for being here, whether you talk or not. But I thank God for you. I thank God for Sister Diane praying. I thank God for the prayer warriors on the other end too. I thank God for Bishop Porter being here today also. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know I thank God for you. Yes, I do. I thank God for the very air that we breathe today. I just thank God for it. Listen, I don't know what you're thinking for, but I'm just thinking for everything. Even the storm that came by. You know, I thank God for that. He know what we need. There's something we need, huh? Yes, yes, yes. And we tell you one thing. God is still moving. I don't care what it look like. How things seem to be in this land, it's still God is moving. And nothing moves except by the power of God. Now, you can put that in your book and take it to the bank. Nothing moves except by the power of Almighty God. Remember that now. Nothing. I don't care. They can't move. The devil can't move without God. Did you know that? He can't move without God. I know you think he's an entity that does, you know, he do his thing. God allow him to. But he has to do what? Get permission from God. He has to get permission from God to do what he do. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's what he has to do. All right, great people. I'm not the preacher today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm not. I talked yesterday. Amen, amen, amen. But today, we got that, what shall we say? We got somebody a little more heavier today, right? For you. We got none other than Bishop Porter for you today. All right? Now, listen, if you ain't right, you better get right. I'll hear what I say. Listen, I'll be nice, okay? But let me tell you, he gets you now. He gets you, he gets you, he gets you. Don't care how it come, he gets you. But anyway, we want you to tell your friends. Say, you need this today. If they not saved, they need this. Okay? And don't tell these people they don't need it. Oh, you all right. Long as you go to church, you all right. They go to church, but they ain't committed their life to the Lord yet. Huh? So how are they all right? Now, why you want to tell them that? You be responsible if they go to hell. All right, now. I'm going to leave that alone because I ain't finna get stirred up. I'm finna go. I'm finna get on here and let. I know y'all want to. Ain't heard Bishop in a while or so. Ain't heard too much of. So you want to hear him today? Yeah, I know you do. Okay. All right, now. Here's to one and all. Bishop John Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God, amen, for being here. I just thank God, amen, for his grace, his mercy. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for how good and kind that he has been to all of us. Amen. If he woke you up this morning, we are beyond a miracle. Man, we have so much to be thankful for. Man, he is a right now God. He's able, amen, to do all things. Praise the Lord. Man, I don't know about you, amen, but I give God praise and glory for all he have done for me. Praise God. Amen. Man, I want to do a continuation of what I talked about. Praise God. Amen. Here, amen, a few weeks ago. What should separate us from the love of Christ? What should separate us from the love of Christ? Praise the Lord. Man, and we was in the book of Romans in chapter 8. And the Lord directed me back there again. But I'm going to add a little more. Amen. A couple of more scriptures, man, to it, to what I talked about. Amen. A couple of weeks ago. Amen. Because we know, or we should know, that God's word gonna stand. Am I right? Man, he said everything is going down but the word of God. And if we ever needed to stand firm on the word of God, it's time now. There's no time now to be waving, man, and wishy-washy, amen. And man, we are living in a time, praise God, that is trouble everywhere. Man, you don't even have to step out your door. Amen. Or trouble will come and find your doorstep now. Praise God. So the only safe place now in this universe is in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, he's able, amen, to keep us, to sustain us. And I'm glad about it that we serve a God, that he's the God of the living and not the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. In the book of Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 24, you'll find these words. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. That makes sense, don't it? For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? You don't have to hope for it when you're looking right at it, huh? Because you see it and you know you got it. But now, let's turn it around. Notice what the writer said here. For we are saved by hope. Praise God. Hope is faith, believing, amen, that our Lord and Savior, what he done for us on the cross of Calvary. Do you believe that? Praise God. That's your first step there. Praise God. If you don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, praise God, that's your first step. Amen. You got to believe that. Amen. That's the hope. That is for what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? See, if you looking at it, huh? Why you hope for it? Now, we ain't never seen our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we believe that he went to the cross and suffered, bled, and died for us. Am I right? Now, but if we hope for what we see is not, there it is, then do we with patience wait for it? Oh, he will come. Praise the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Somebody, amen, that is listening, amen, today, whatever you are going through, amen, wait on the Lord, amen, patiently, so the writer said. Now, I'm going to read it again. But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? See? So we got to learn to wait. Praise God. He'll come. Amen. Just like he said he would. Amen. If you call on the name of the Lord, he will answer prayer. He is a praying God. And he is a God of the living and not the dead. His word declare, according to Isaiah 65 and 24. While we yet calling, he said he will answer. He said while we yet speaking, he will hear. And I'm glad about it today, amen, that we serve a God that is a pronouncing God, amen. It, I often tell the church all the time, it's not how long, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength, amen. Lord, have mercy, praise the Lord. It is a prayer, amen. He is a pronouncing God, amen. In verse number 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Amen. And there's many infirmities. Amen. Sometimes in our bodies. Amen. It's in our everyday walk. Amen. We have different infirmities going on. Amen. In our lives. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Oh, ain't you glad about that today? Praise God, that we serve a supernatural God that is awesome. Praise God. And he helps our infirmities. Oh, he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. So he, amen, know all. He know what we need. Even before we ask, but he said, ask. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise God. So the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Praise God. And he that searches the heart, verse 27, knows what's in the minds of our spirit because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now let me stop right there. I want to talk a while. Now it's not but one thing in this Bible for a sinner, and that's to repent. Are y'all listening to me? I'm going to say it again. It's not but one thing in this Bible for a sinner, and that's to repent. Everything else is for, amen, God's people that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Notice, amen, in the book of Romans, amen, Paul is writing, amen, to the church. Praise God. Them that have accepted, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as their personal Savior. Praise God. And long down the way, amen, they begin to stumble and have problems and people bring legalism and stuff in on them. Because if they did it back then, the same thing is going on now. Am I right about it? But thank God, amen, that we, amen, serve a God that he searches our hearts and he knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise the Lord. Our Lord and Savior say, behold, he stand at the door and he knock. What door is he talking about? Talk about the door of your heart. Amen. And if you open up, open up your heart, your mind, and let him come in. And he said he'll sit with you and you with him. Praise God. He want to have a conversation with you. He want to talk with you. He want to have that personal relationship, that commitment, amen, with you and him. Praise God. And you know, and I'm glad about it today. Praise God. That you can go one-on-one and his line is never busy. He have three numbers, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. And if you need him in an emergency, all you have to do is say, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He will, amen, hear your cry. Am I right about it? All right. Verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. See, turn it around and look at it on the positive. Notice what, amen, Paul said to them. And we know that all things work together for good to them that do what? Love God. Do you love him today? Praise God. If you love him, amen, we know that he loves us. Why? Because he gave his life. Praise the Lord. Who would serve a God like this? Man, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. Oh, but you have everlasting life in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad about it today, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I realize that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Praise the Lord. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. He has a purpose for you in our lives. Praise God. Amen. To bring us what? Out of darkness into the marvelous light. Now, amen, the word on yesterday was now, amen, we can upgrade. Praise God. We can forget about those things that are behind. And we can press now towards that mark, our high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, we can look to the hills from which coming our help. He don't want us looking down, twiddling your fingers, feeling sorry for yourself. Praise God. Amen. He have already said, praise God, the writer told us, Paul, likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities. He know what you need. Praise God. But, oh, wait patiently, because he will come. Praise God. He may not come when you call, but he's always on time. Oh, he's a pronouncing God. Oh, he's moving even as I speak, because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And he's on the move. He's destroying the yokes. Praise God, on our behalf. Praise God. Oh, he's on time, God. Praise God. He don't count his days and time like we do. 24 hours in a day, that's how we count our days. Am I right? But the Bible tells me, amen, that one day in the eyes of God is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as what? One day. Am I right about it? See, so, amen, thank God that his ways is not like our ways. Neither his thoughts is like our thoughts. As far as the earth from the heavens, if God ways, it's from our ways. Praise God. Amen. If you want to, amen, to come and get a relationship with our Lord and Savior, you got to get into the spirit realm. You got to come out of the carnality, come out of the flesh, and get into the spirit realm. Praise God. Why? Because God looked for you and I to serve him in what? Spirit and in truth. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. Amen. And I thank God. Amen. Amen. I have accepted him. What about you today? Praise God. What about you? Amen. Sure, amen, you may have some problems, have some trouble. We all, not a one of us is exempt, amen, from trouble. Praise God. I may not be going through the same thing that you're going through, but I'm going through something. You're going through something. Praise God. While we are in, he said, we are in the world, but we're not of it. Praise God. And you know, ain't you glad, praise God, that you have accepted him? Because the world is in trouble. He prayed to his Father, our Lord and Savior. He said, I pray not for the world. So the world is in trouble. Come on now. Help me, somebody. But he know how to deliver. Amen. The godly from the ungodly. He know how to deliver the righteous from the unrighteous. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Praise the Lord. So ain't you glad about it that he said when he see the blood that he will pass you by? That includes your home. That's include, amen, your car when you go to and fro. That's include your children while they're in school. That's include your job when you go to work. That's include every ground that your feet tread upon. Praise God. He said you shall possess it. He said everything that you put your hand to touch, you shall possess it. In the name of Jesus. So for every trial and tribulations and problem that we face in our lives, praise God, in the world, amen, our Lord and Savior have a promise for us. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Oh, I'm glad that he is first. Amen. Our Lord and Savior is first. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left the crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Praise God. It's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Someone might want to say, why is this Jesus? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. I'm glad about it today. Praise the Lord. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to try to figure it out. I accept it. And that's all he's asking you and I to do. Praise God, is to believe it. And if you want to find that, praise God, you want to know where it's in the Bible, it's in St. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, that's include you, that's include me, that's include, amen, the rich and the poor, amen, the great and the small, amen. I think we serve a mighty God, that he is a big God. And I want to ask you a question. How big is your God? Is he big enough now to make you love them that don't love you? See? So when you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior and have accepted him, praise God, all that hatred and all that meanness and things, it, amen, vanish away. Now, I don't say they may not try to creep back up. Come on, somebody. That's why, amen, that we should have a good, strong prayer life. Why? Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. Prayer, amen, keep you in good standards with Almighty God. Praise God. David, a man after God's own heart, he kept a repentant heart. He said, Lord, create into me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit and rejoice. This joy, the story of my salvation. God will do it. Praise God. Amen. He was not ashamed. David kept a repentant heart. Amen. What about you? Praise God. When you got up this morning, praise God, did you do a prayer? Did you say, Lord, I thank you for letting me see another day? Or did you got up and just started and going on your way? Now, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Oh, praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Verse 30 say, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. That justified means just like you have never done it. And you know, the Bible tells us that we all have sinned. See, that's why it's not good to point fingers. My bishop used to tell me all the time, while you point fingers at somebody, that thumb is coming back to you. We all have glass houses. You know, why pitch bricks at my glass house? While you pitching bricks at my glass house, somebody pitching bricks at yours. And God got a rod at all of us. Man, so God's word don't miss nobody. It's like a double-barrel shotgun. Oh, praise God. But whom he justify, them he also glorify. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when you have repented and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he put it in the seat of forgiveness. He have forgot about it. Your slate is clean, praise God. Cleaner than a white sheet, whiter than the snow. Oh, praise God. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Oh, praise God. I thank God, amen, that we serve our awesome God, that he omnipotent and omnipresent. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, verse 31. Say, what shall we then say to these things? Now, you're asking a question. What should we say then? Or what should you say? I'm going to make it personal. I want you to think about that. What should we say then to these things? Have you thought about that? If God be for us, watch this now, who can be against us? Think about it. So what you worrying about? Do you know worrying, Asian, is sin in the eyes of God? Oh, I didn't think about it like, yeah, worry, Asian, is sin. Why are you so fearful? Amen. He wants you to have faith. Do you know it's impossible to please God without faith? See? So now, amen, and he, all, every one of us have a measure of faith. Praise God. If you have accepted him, you're accepting him by faith. Amen. We walk this walk by faith. Amen. We trust God by faith. Praise God. We walk daily by faith. Praise God. How you know you're going to open your mouth? It's by faith. Am I right? Praise the Lord. We talked about the chair. You sit in the chair, you don't even look, you don't examine that chair. You don't know what the screws in it, or you don't know if is it firm or what. You just flop down. See? Suppose you crash and hit the floor. See? The first thing you're going to say, I thought. See? I thought. See? But now, amen, why can't we trust God, amen, for his word? He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Think about it. So what should separate us from the love of Christ? See? So when we think about, amen, if God for us, see, we got the victory through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not victims. Amen. We are victorious through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And amen. That's why you can lift up your head. Quit twiddling your fingers. Praise God. Amen. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Praise God. Why? Because you have, amen, a God that is a God of the living and not the dead, and he's always there. Praise God. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. So if God, amen, the writer Paul asked the question, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That if is a big word. That if is a possibility. It will provide. If God be for us, what else is he talking about? Them that have accepted him. Praise God, as their, as your personal Savior. Praise God, you walk in victory. Praise God, not in defeat. Praise God, whatever you're going through, he's able to bring you out. Praise God. And if he spoke a word, man, he's able to perform it. Praise God. He will not never let you down. Praise God. You remember the scripture said about patience? You remember that? See, he'll come. He's coming right now. Because he says his word will not go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish what it pleases. Amen. And he's doing a work now. Praise God. Man, take heed. Praise God, to the word of God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, praise the Lord. He ain't got to worry about what the devil can do. He can't go no further than God allow. He yet got to get permission. Praise God. Man, he had to do it back then. He got to do the same thing now. Why? Because you got the victory. Praise God. Now, when you have that power, praise God. Amen. He give you power over all the power of the enemy to tread on him. Praise God. And keep him up under your feet. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. If it's in God's word and if he spoke it, praise God, God will do just what he say for you and I. Praise God. But now he give you and I the power, the authority, amen, to speak the word. Praise God. If God be for us, why don't that come up in your spirit realm, into your heart and into your mind? Praise God. When you're going through your infirmities, when you're going through your sickness and your trouble, praise God. He took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. And he took a stripe for this coronavirus. He took a stripe for cancer. He took a stripe. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. He took a strike for blood pressure. He took a strike, praise God, for diabetes. He took a strike, praise God, for tumors. He took a strike, praise God. There's nothing, amen, that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, didn't go through, praise God. You can't say, Lord, you don't know what I'm going through. Oh, yes, he do. Come on, somebody. But I'm glad about it today. Oh, praise God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, I just want that to just marinate a little bit. I want you to just think on that, praise God, while you're going through not only this day, but the rest, amen, of the week, praise God. You need to write it down and put it over your doorpost. If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, you got somebody on your side, praise God. Praise God. And you know what? The battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. When you put it in his hand, that's what happened, amen, when the crowd was following Jesus after he had healed them. Praise God. They were deliberate. And the Bible said that the Lord left and went to a desert place. And when he looked up, here come a multitude. And the disciples, amen, was with him, and Jesus looked out and saw, amen, all this multitude coming and saw them as sheep without a shepherd. If you're one of them, don't have, praise God, a shepherd, a leader, praise God. Do you don't have a church, home, that you somebody is, God help give you to direct your life, amen, to teach you, amen, the word of God, to pray with you and pray over you, pray for your family, praise God, to make everything as well, that you continue to be blessed spiritually, financially, and materially, praise God. So as they was coming, praise the Lord, the Lord asked his disciples, say, do we have any meat for them to eat? And one of them looked around and said, here's a little lad here. He have two fish and five barley loaves of bread. Y'all know the story. I'm talking about if God be for us, who can be against us? And you know what? They said, but what is that for all this many? How many know, amen, as I'm talking to you today, that God can take little and he can make much? Y'all ought to help me here. Huh? He can do it. He can take your little, what you are making, and make much. Praise God. When you put God first. Praise God. Man, not your bills. Uh-uh. But your tithes and free will offerings. Praise God. And trust God. Amen. By faith. Amen. To make a way out of no way. And if you do it, I guarantee you, amen, he will turn it around for you. Praise God. And you know what happened? Jesus said, tell them to put them in 50s. And he looked towards heaven. And he took the two fish and five barley loaves of bread and prayed to his Father. Amen. I double dare you to pray. Prayer change things. Prayer will move God. Prayer will change your condition. Man, Jesus himself said, man shall always pray and not faint. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's prayer time. And he prayed to his Father. And he told them, say, now distribute it. And you know what? After they were filled, 5,000 men, women, and children. They took up 12 fragments of baskets. He want to give you some leftovers when you put God first. Praise God. When you trust God. When you believe God. When you praise God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. Oh, he will turn that negative into a positive in your life. He'll turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. Praise God. He's doing it even as I speak for somebody. Praise God. If you believe that, amen, he'll do it. He'll move on your behalf because he's yet searching your heart. See, when you turn a deaf ear and don't want to pay attention and want to have respected person, then God don't move in no clicks and move in all this old kind of foolishness. God move according to you believe his word. He said all things are possible if you only believe. That's all he's asking you and I to do. Not some things. He said all things are possible if you only believe. Praise God. So now, if God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. God moved. Now, the story didn't stop there. What you mean, Bishop? Okay, the Bible said he stole away again. He left again. And he went by himself into a designated area by himself. And hey, they come again. Here come the crowd. Okay, watch this. He had healed them. He had done taught them, preached them. Praise God. He had fed them with two fish, five barley loaves of bread. I want y'all to hear me now. Now he stole away. They come again. And they say, we want to make you a king. How you going to make Jesus something he already is? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the hope of glory. He is our all in all. He's in us all. He's through us all. All praise God. There's not but one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. In us all and through us all. All praise the Lord. And here they come. And the Lord said, y'all want me? Oh, yeah. He said, okay, you got to eat my flesh and you got to drink my blood. Whoop. They went to leaving so fast. The Lord had to turn around and look at Peter, James, and John and say, are y'all going to leave me also? They say, where are we going? You got the words to eternal life. So why are you leaving the church? Why are you... when you listening at the word, praise God, you need to take heed because his word is not going to go out and return void, but it was going to accomplish what he pleases. Now, if you wanted the one, now we just read where he searched the heart, knows what's in the mind of your spirit, praise God. And they was leaving so fast. The Lord said, are y'all going to leave me also? But Peter said, where are we going? I ain't gonna leave here. I ain't leaving the church. I'm with you. See, ain't no time to be leaving the church. We're living in a dark time. We're living in a dangerous time. The St. Paul said that. Told Timothy, perilous times gonna come, and we in them right now. Y'all know I'm right about it. You know, the Bible says in Jesus himself in St. John 10:10. The thief come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Am I right? But he didn't stop there. He said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. See? So now if God be for us, who can be against us? See? Oh, we can lift him up. We can magnify. Now, don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's powerful unto salvation to all that believe. In the name of Jesus. But they left. Now all he had done, I would have stayed with him. Now I wouldn't have left. He done did all that. I know I had no food when I went out there. And I'm talking about, so seeing is not believing, is it? They say, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me something. They saw it. Actually, come on now. Some of you done seen miracles. Some of you done seen God move in your family. Some of you done seen God healing, his deliverance. You know God had turned your midnight into day. You know it. So what's the problem? Come on now, talk to me. Huh? See? Well, ain't no, No. It's thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I thank you for bringing me out. Thank you for touching my family. Thank you for touching my child. Thank you, Lord, for delivering them out of the jailhouse. Lord, I thank you. I magnify you, sir. I give you praise. And the more you lift him up, the more he'll bless you. Tell me when praises go up, blessings will surely come down. Come on, open your mouth and give him praise. Give him glory. Praise God. You don't have to need no crowd to praise him, to magnify him. You can do it all by yourself. Amen. All praise the Lord. So if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, help me somebody. Praise God. Oh, he's with you today. He's with you right now. He's bringing somebody out right now. All right, verse 32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Ain't you glad about it? How shall we, he, not with him also freely give us all things? Look at that. Now, who would serve a God like that? It don't cost you no money. It don't cost you nothing but this come. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, and I'll give you some rest. See? See, my yoke is easy, and his burdens is light. See what he want to do for you? See? See, but you got to come. He's right there with outstretched arms, and whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise do what? Cast you out. Look at that. See? So he love you. And he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. See? There's not but one God. God come out from the Godhead, separated himself from the Godhead, come down into a low world, into a virgin woman by the name of Mary. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank God it ain't Buddha. It's not Sun Yat-sen Moon. It's not Joseph Smith. It's not Muhammad. But it's Jesus. Come on now. So are you one of them ones mixed up in religion? I'm not mixed up in no religion. I thank God, amen. I know who is, amen, the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise the Lord. Man. And I tell it everywhere I go. All right. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justify. You see that? See? He did it. The God that made the heavens and made the earth and everything in it. I was telling, I think, Sister Diane, and our apostle was doing the teaching, and it was so beautiful. In the book of Genesis, everything that God made, he said, is good. And there's one thing, me and Donald, we talk about the one thing, you know, and the one thing that we say that is not good. God said, the only thing he said that is not good, he said, it's not good that man should be alone. And that's what he said. Go read it. It's in there. Am I right? See? And then me and Diana always talk about it all the time, that God can't fail. That's the only time can't is in the Bible. See? You see how his word covers? See? God can't fail. God won't let you down. See? God will not turn his back on you. Praise God. Why? Because his love is not like man love. He don't love you today and hate you tomorrow. Praise God. He don't serve that, what, conditional love? But I thank God, amen, his love is unconditional. He got that agape love that he sent from on high. Praise God. It's sweeter than the honeycomb. Praise God. All right. Who is he that is condemning? It is Christ that died. You see that? Now, where do you see any other name? See, Paul wasn't mixed up. The apostles wasn't mixed up. And they had walked with him for 3 long years. But they were just only followers. But, oh, when he went to the cross, they thought it was over too. They say, oh, we seen him. They done hung him. They got him. I'm going to go back to work. That's what Peter said. I'm going back to fishing. Peter, what you going to do? I'm going back to fishing. I left my job, but I think I got to go back. and ask them where they have me back. Hmm? If that's you, see? But, oh, praise God, when they went out and didn't catch nothing. Praise the Lord. See, the Lord was standing on the seashore. Ain't God good? And they say, have y'all caught any fish? They say, we've been toiling all night, and we ain't caught nothing. Some of you been praying, but you haven't seen no results. But I want to say to you, keep on praying. Keep on calling on the Lord. But you know what did it for Peter? He said, but nevertheless, at your word. See? See? Nevertheless, you got to have a nevertheless in your spirit. Oh, because a quitter will never win. And a winner, it will never quit. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what done it. He said, cast your net on the right side. And something happened. See? Oh, when you get on the right side, something going to happen. It's just like the thief. Praise the Lord. On the cross. One on the left and one on the right. But I want to ask you a question. Which side are you leaning on? Huh? Are you on the right side or are you on the left? See? And the one on the left, praise God, he was too high-minded. Sometimes you can be too high. You need to come down. You need to humble yourself up under the mighty hands of God. Praise God. Who separates you from the love of Christ? He said, if you, Christ, the Son of God, you'll save yourself and me too. See? Proud. See? Pride will take you out. And that's the number one thing that God despises, a proud look. Is that you today? You got that pride about you? Can't tell me nothing. Huh? Don't look at me. Don't tell me what to do and leave me alone. Is that you today? But, oh, the one on the right side, he told him to hush his mouth. He rebuked him. So he hadn't done nothing wrong. Say, but, Lord, when you come into that kingdom, remember me. The Lord stopped death. Oh, my God. See, he's the only one can put a leech on death and say, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. God is a merciful God. That's right. Stop dying and save the thief. See? Now, he did that for the thief on the cross. Look what he'll do for you and I. Come on, somebody. See? You ain't hanging on no cross, but you know you're out there in sin. You need to come out. He said, come out from among them. Be separate, saith the Lord. He said, then he'll be your God. You'll be his son and daughter. Praise the Lord. You got to come out from among them. You know what you're doing. Praise God. Don't even have a mind, praise God, to go back. Say, he that put the hand to the plow and go back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Man, there's nothing out there in that world but trouble. See? Don't nothing happen good after midnight but trouble. See? If you're a child of God, what you doing out there running around at midnight? Huh? Not unless you work it. You got a job. Some have to work. I understand that. Yeah. Well, what kind of work you doing? I don't want to make that clear. Huh? What kind of work you doing? Yeah. You don't see no chicken running around in the dark. They go to bed when the sun go down. And then the rooster crow at 4 in the morning. Am I right? Only thing you see running around at night is a night hawk. Now, which one is you? Are you a chicken or a night hawk? See, so that's what going. You see a hawk at night. See? Flying around at night. See? See, so if that's you, all right, let me go a little further. Who is he? Oh, okay, in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or perilous, that's their danger, or sword? What should separate you or me? What should separate you? Think about it. And all these things is happening now. Yeah. Am I right? All is coming now. And prosecution can be kind of rough. It can be kind of tough. Distress. That brand all that what we've been talking about, that stress and anxiety and what else go with it, Sister Diane, all them cousins we've been talking about. Tribulations. See? Phantom. That's that coronavirus. That's a phantom. Oh, yeah. People think it's over, but it's not over. You can keep right on having your party and getting in these crowds and don't want to wear your mask and don't want to do this and don't want to do that. Okay. But let me tell you something. How about your rights? Yeah, sure, you got rights. Yeah, I got rights. But what rights you got from the grave? Somebody want to talk to me about that? Am I right? See? Now, who fault is that? Now, if you don't follow the rules and carry out what the people of the medical profession, the science have told you to do, praise God, and you don't do it, now you can't put it on them. See? They saying it's not over. They know. Them people telling you, you still need to wear your mask and keep social distance. And if you hadn't took this and hadn't take that, you need to listen. So as it is the natural, the same in the spirit. See? People not paying attention. See? And this is why it keeps spreading. And them that got it and checked out positive, they don't even want to stay home and quarantine. See? See how hard-headed people are? Stiff-necked? Rebellious? See? All right. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. You see that? We are more than conquerors. I thank God, amen, that I'm more than a conqueror through my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm not alone. You're not alone. See? You got somebody on your side. Praise God. And he have given you the power and authority to manifest it. Praise God. You just got to open up your mouth. Praise God. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, see, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, praise God. Paul didn't miss it, did he? You know why? Because he, praise God, had got the power. See? He was in religion. But oh, when he met the Lord on the road of Damascus, see? Things changed. The Lord want to make a change in your life. And the day is your day. Praise God. He even said in verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you should die. Watch this now. But if you through the Spirit do modify the deeds of the body, you should live. You see that? See? Now what you want? Do you want to live for eternal? The only way that you can live eternal, you got to accept Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you again, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. The truth is very narrow-minded. What you mean by that? 2 + 2 = 4. I don't care where you go. Come on now. You can't get nothing out of 2 + 2 = 4. Am I right? Come on, y'all help me now. See, you can go to 10 + 2 if you want to. That ain't going to change. The straightest point between two lines is a straight line, right? Ain't that what they say? That don't change. Just the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Not crooked. See? So now, what about you today? See? None of us know we're deaf at.
Nope.
See? See? We thank God for now. We thank God for now. We thank God for now. We used to say, you're here today and gone tomorrow. But you're here today and you're going today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See? And no promise. Thank you, Sister Diane. And no promise. See? But if you keep your hand in the winding change, that's in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, everything going to be all right. See? No. When you do part from this life, oh, to tell me to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. But we often say, praise God, don't die without Christ, because you die and go to a priceless grave. See? Oh, help me somebody. Man. But where are you? Where do you want to spend eternity? This is sure as a heaven is a hell. And ain't no middle ground. It's hard to straddle the fence. That's very uncomfortable. You're either going to be on the Lord's side or you're going to be on the devil's side. Praise God. So which side are you on today? Praise God. Oh, come. He said, come unto me. He said, and he'll give you some rest. You know you need some peace. You've been wrestling. Ain't you tired? Ain't you sick and tired? We're going to pray. What should separate you? You know too much. It's coming from you at all angles. It's a lot of pressure. Somebody got a lot of pressure on them right now. Financially, he's able to turn that around. Praise God. So many things going through your mind. See? The enemy trying to take you out. See? You don't know which way is up. But turn it over to the Lord. Lay it at the foot of the cross. Give it over to him. In the name of Jesus. He can do something with it. Don't make him your last means. Stop being a church goer. Quit looking at your watch on your wrist or whatever. And take heed to the word of God. That it will prick your heart. Praise God. And this is where he wants to dwell. You and him. He wants to dwell in your heart. He wants to marinate right there. Praise God. And you know what? It'll come on the outside. People begin to see. It's something different about you. You look different. You talk different. You don't walk the same. I remember the old folks used to say that all the time. When they got saved, they looked at their hands and their hands looked new. And they looked at their feet and their feet did too. And when I got saved, I used to look at mine, and I'd say, well, they still look the same. And I had to learn the things that I used to touch, I don't touch no more. The way I used to walk in them balls, you can't be a church in Christ and in the bar too. Come on now. Something got to change. But Lord Jesus, thank you for the change. Thank you for coming into my life. Thank you for turning it around.
Yes.
Thank you for loving me with an everlasting love.
Yes.
And I accept you today as Lord and Savior. And Lord, I thank you. I accept you. Lord, I love you. Thank you for loving me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you and I glorify you for all things. Knowing that if you is with me, who can be against me? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter. Did you receive that word today? Did you receive it today? See, Bishop Porter just prayed that prayer. Did you say that prayer? Did you receive that prayer today? I will read back to you verse 24. It says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" If you believe that prayer today, if you receive that prayer today, you are a new man. If you believe, if you believe. We thank God each and every day for using the man and woman of God that comes on this broadcast, bringing forth the word to you. Helping you to understand the word even more. In this day and time, churches are not open. Some of them are not, some of them are. But those that you attend, are they preaching the word of God? Are they taking out or are they subtracting? Are they telling you what thus say the Lord? Don't go to a church just for the entertainment. Go to get understanding of the word. Read the word today. There is so much about to come upon this earth. Know the Lord for yourself today. If a preacher, a minister, whoever your leader is, reading from Romans chapter 8, verse whatever, open your Bible and go to it. Read along with them. Ask God to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding. Ask him. We are in perilous times, people. We are in perilous time. And prayer change things. Prayer change things. Never forget to pray. Pray before you leave in your home. Pray when you come back. Thank God. Pray when you wake up in the morning. You're able to use your hands. You're able to breathe on your own. You have the use of all your limbs, your five senses. Thank God today. Prayer is conversation with God. Have that relationship with him today. Have it today. No day is promised to us. But every day, is a gift that God allow us to see, allow our loved ones to see. It's a gift. Cherish that gift. Do not take that gift for granted. Trust and believe in God today, for there is no other God. We don't make our children our God. We don't make our husband or wives a God. We don't make money our God. Because you know what? He created all that. Love and trust and believe in the one that created all things. We thank you each and every Wednesday and Thursday as you all continue to come on and support us. We thank you. We take you all not for granted. We thank you how you continue to share the broadcast. We thank you how you support the broadcast financially. We take nothing for granted. So today, if you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, I trust that you said that prayer with Bishop Porter today. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. You can share that link. You can copy. You can paste it in someone's messenger. You know, do whatever. Share the word. The word is not just for us. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast? You know, bless the men and women of God as they continue to come on. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering Logion International Ministries. I'm sorry, logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And you said you don't have.
Let God.